When you realize that you're the offender, suck up the pride, admit your fault, and go to that person. That's the only path to reconciliation and healing. Interestingly, we have to approach God the same way, don't we? When we realize that we've violated God's standards, when we realize that we've rebelled against God or we've refused to go His way, and we have to start at the same point in our lives. Forgiveness and a right relationship with God only happens when we put down our pride and admit our sin to God. 1 John 1, 8 and 9 says this, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." The second thing you need to do if you're the offender is to ask for forgiveness, folks. Sounds pretty clear cut, doesn't it? I know that's implied when we say I'm sorry, but I think it's a little deeper because it's important for us to ask for forgiveness so you can hear that come from the person's lips. You understand what I'm saying? Verbalizing the forgiveness will help you feel forgiveness and help the hurt person not hold on to a grudge. Well, how do you deal with conflict on your team if you've been offended? What steps can we take to resolve the situation and relieve the stress and anger? Well, the Bible gives a simple prescription. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be what? Let's just read the rest together. Quick to listen. Slow to speak. Slow to anger. For your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Folks, if you've been offended, go for peace. The acronym, PEACE. This requires that you intentionally take matters into your hands and bring about resolution. Now, I have two warnings for you. You might already know what they are. It will require courage on your part. Know that you might be rejected. Okay? The second part of that, you might not get the satisfaction of an apology. But I promise that you'll find peace in yourself knowing that you've done the best you can to resolve the conflict. All right, peace. P, pinpoint the hurt. Pinpoint the hurt. Here's where that perspective thing comes in again. Stop and think about why you feel hurt. You see, a lot of times it just happens to be. It's happenstance that is the person that pushed your button. There's something down in here deep and dark that's been stirring for a long time. And boy, lo and behold, that person was the lucky one that got to push your button. You hear what I'm saying? So it might not be that person or even what they said at all. It might actually be you. Yeah, you and me, right? You understand what I mean. It might be us. What did that person say or do that made you angry? What need or right did you feel was trampled? You got to think through the conflict carefully. Was it what they said that made you feel mad or what they did or the way they said it? What was it about their action that hurt you? You don't run away from this. Own your hurt if it's your hurt. That's the, you know, one of the negative things about psychology these days. It never tends to be our fault for our actions, does it? We never are saying, you know what? You're an adult. All of us have bad things happen in our lives, right? Take responsibility for your action. It's always mom and dad's fault or my friend's fault or the IRS's fault, isn't it? Yeah. Own your hurt. Some of us go into denial because we're afraid of confrontation. Anybody afraid of confrontation? Yeah. Ignoring it will bury the conflict for a while, but it always comes back in a more gruesome form. We see it all the time, don't we? Okay, E, engage the offender in dialogue. Engage the offender in dialogue. This is a crucial step. It has to happen. If your common reaction to your own anger is to avoid the offender, how many of us take a half a mile around someone just so you don't have to run across their path? Yeah. It's going to require major courage on your part, especially if you have that type of personality. for your own peace of mind and for the sake of the relationship, you've got to seek that person out and clear the air. Let me add that you need to do it quickly. You need to do it quickly. Have you ever heard anyone say, don't go to bed angry?